This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Is being in first place with the game something that you guys pay attention to when it's only week 7?
No, hell no. I think the biggest thing is don't drink the Kool-Aid. Right now, obviously, they're going to say a lot of good things about you. And this it's the second quarter of the season. You know, you break it up in quarters. And don't buy it. Like, you get distracted by how good they tell you you are. And you get to doing different things or not committed to the process how you were before. So I don't think this is not that kind of team. We're not that kind of team. I feel like we came in with the right mindset today, trying to get back on track. We feel like we left a lot of plays out there. You know, even me, I feel like I took a touchdown away from Pop, and I had some things going on out there. So trying to be better, and I'm back on the grind. You know, I just don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't get caught up in that. Just neither here nor there. We'll figure it out. You know. 10 more games.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock. You can stay tuned for it. Dial them up, 617-779-7937. We'll get you the clip du jour and grab bag on the way as well. That was Stephon Diggs yesterday talking about, well, not drinking the Kool-Aid yet on the Patriots, being in first place and being a team that's been there and done that, which I feel like we say this every week, and I need to come in and say it every week because I didn't think Diggs would be this guy. The messaging from Stephon Diggs and how bought in he is with the Vrabel program, at least at this point in time, I'm not sure how long that'll last with Stephon Diggs. It did not last forever in Minnesota. It did not last forever in Buffalo. It barely got off the ground in Houston. But so far...
So far, so good. So very good.
If we're being fair, it's not only so far, so good, it's way, way, way better than I expected. And he's been really good on the field and in some ways... even better off of it, Keith, and certainly much better than I expected him to be off the field. The messaging is consistent, and yeah, it'd be easy to say, yeah, we're 4-2, this is great, you know, we can come out and make noise this year, this is our time, Drake May, blah, blah, blah. No, he says, look, there's things we can do better.
Yeah,
I took a touchdown away from Pop Douglas, and we're 6 weeks in, there's a long way to go. That is the right messaging here, not that everybody is capable of doing it. I didn't think he was. He has been, so I'll give him credit for it.
Yeah, he's been real impressive, especially recently, like following up the Bills game and then speaking about how tough the Saints game could be because you're following up such an emotional high against the Bills. Then they go out there, team gets the win, and for him, like everybody thought that call that went against him was like the worst call ever, and he probably knows deep down it was a bad call, but you don't just blame the refs in that situation, especially after you win. And he can be like, yeah, I took a touchdown away from Pop. And that's a good message even for like other receivers on the team. You know, last year, I don't think any of the receivers on the team would have said anything like that. They all would have been
Jalen Polk was clearly out of bounds. And he was like arguing the rule where he was clearly out of bounds. Like that's how it went last year.
Exactly. Like they were all like out of their minds. Like they didn't really understand. And so that's a good message by Diggs. I think for like the rest of the younger guys on the team to hear that. And it's been time after time where he has talked like a captain. I know he was a game captain for Buffalo. He was a captain in Buffalo, and he was even a captain in Houston. I was a little surprised that he wasn't I don't know, maybe that was Vrabel holding the boat thing against him or whatever else. But just because you're not one of the six like official captains doesn't mean you can't be one of the leaders of the team, which he clearly is.
My guess is it had less to do with the boat and more to do with him not being fully invested in the offseason program. Like he and those are related.
Right, but he missed one.
Yeah, the boat is what he was doing while he was absent from OTAs, but I bet it had more to do with his absence than what he was doing while he was absent.
But even in Buffalo, I mean, he was there for 4 years, and I don't even know if he has four good years left in him anyway. But like, it was really, really good for, 3 years? It wasn't until, the end in Buffalo where it started to go off the rails.
And I think his last year in Buffalo was, the last half of his last year.
It was the last half. They still won a playoff. Every year he was there, he won at least one playoff game. So he was a part of some good teams.
Yeah, what did he do in the game against the Chiefs in the playoffs? Did he drop a pass or did he just not reel it? What did he do in that game?
I can look it up. I'm not sure.
I feel like he had a pass that he dropped that would have, brought him back in the game or something like that. So I don't think it ended great in Buffalo on the field.
Yeah.
He was kind of a decoy by the end in Buffalo. But you're right, 3.5 good years while he was in Buffalo. And so...
Yeah, great years.
Yeah, isn't even strong enough. Yeah. Right, really high-end years for Stephon Diggs. But Diggs, the teammate, Diggs the leader, I say it again every week, I am impressed by it. And I think clearly, and he'll say this here coming up, I think clearly he's bought in on Vrabel. Now, you raise a good point, Keith. Is that a chicken and an egg thing? Is he bought in because they're winning? Or are they winning because they've bought in?
It's certainly a lot easier to stay bought in with the winning, right?
True.
It's the easiest thing in the world. As soon as the team starts losing, everyone's going to, how do you keep that group together is tough, nearly impossible.
But I think to get a guy like Diggs to buy in, I don't think every other coach has had great success at that. Vrabel's doing that right now. This is Stephon Diggs on the buy-in that he has right now with Mike Vrabel.
What did some fun just
that was impressive. I don't know how he does it. And you got me to buy it, I tell you that. But I just think that you respect him as a coach. Also, him being a player kind of adds another layer to it. And he practices what he preaches. He's going out there grinding. He's pushing on guys. He's preaching maximum effort. And he shows you that, our success is a direct correlation from our practice and how we grind. So when you buy into the process and you see the results, it's damn, it does work. So it's easy to kind of go in. He was going in and doing all these things and we weren't winning. It was probably easy for me to be like, man, I ain't really jacking that. But things have been going pretty good so far. So buy into the process, do with your coach. And, he makes it pretty natural. Everybody just play their position. Who they play.
So I think this is the appeal of Vrabel. And Keith, he was not my first choice. He was my second choice. We both like Ben Johnson. I like Liam Cohen. There's probably others on the list if we went back and looked at it that I would have hired before Vrabel.
Mm-hmm.
But the appeal and what I did get about Vrabel comes in, builds a culture, builds a program, guys buy in. And I think we're already seeing that. Now, what's the shelf life for it? I don't know. I think coaches like Vrabel tend to burn real hot. I think he burned out in Tennessee. I was listening to Giardi, a podcast he did with a local host in Nashville, and he's like, yeah, by the end, I mean, Vrabel was a jerk. So once they stopped winning and the losses started piling up, people tuned him out. So Vrabel can burn hot. I don't think, and you said this earlier, the ceiling is as high with a Vrabel type than a McVay, Kevin O'Connell type.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the ceiling's as high, but the idea with hiring someone like Vrabel is you fix the mess from the last couple of years. And you get guys to buy in early. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to draw it up any better than how it started.
Outside of the very first game of the season, everything's gone, really well for them overall. And, the whole team seems to be bought in. And it's easy for the whole team to buy in when your best players are bought in, right? That's what we'd always say about Belichick. The whole team wouldn't have bought into Belichick if Tom Brady was like, what is this guy?
Right.
That obviously helped. And the dynamic is different. You don't have the veteran quarterback on this team, but you do have a good second-year quarterback. And then you have some other veterans, like a Steph Diggs, who I think his words carry a lot of weight in that locker room. He's accomplished more in the league than really any other player on offense combined. He's been so much better than everybody. It is funny when you look back at Steph Diggs' history. He's played for only defensive head coaches. He played for Mike Zimmer. He played for Sean McDermott. And he played for D'Amico Ryans.
So he only played for Zimmer in Minnesota?
I believe it was just Zimmer. Zimmer had a long run, a sneaky long run in Minnesota. And Zimmer and McDermott, not former players. Ryans was clearly, but he was only there for 8 games. But I wonder if that little dynamic of it too It's just maybe he's a player that relates better. We've heard NBA guys say the same thing. Like,
that's a good point.
I relate a little bit better to a guy that played in the league. And not that Zimmer or McDermott are like horrible coaches or anything, but maybe he kind of has like just like a little bit of, and it's not even like a shot at those guys, but you just have a little bit more respect for Mike Vrabel because he's like, when he tells me something, I know he's been in this position.
Yeah, and look, that doesn't always work. It could blow up.
Oh, they're not
like,
all good.
No, but, like Rob Mayo. But I guess when we said this earlier, McVay and O'Connell, or even how about guys like Liam Cohen or Ben Johnson? Probably better examples. Mm-hmm. Those guys are winning. Are they getting buy-in? I don't talk about those teams day to day. We certainly don't cover those teams, so I don't pretend to know. But I bet it's harder to buy in on Mr. Duval.
Well, better chance.
He might scheme it up. Don Johnson.
Right. He might scheme it up well. But are you telling me there's not two guys in the Jaguars when they're out hanging out? They're like, "What did Coach say today?"
Right.
Like, Jesus. I don't think
Duval.
Yeah. Like, did you hear him? And I don't think they're doing that with Vrabel.
No, now look, if you keep winning, you'll buy in no matter what.
You can change it.
But I think just Diggs as an example. I'll give you another good one. I thought Duggar was going to be an issue on the – Duggar's, I think, if not bought in, he's not a problem as far as we can tell.
No, most guys that were starters and, like, highly paid starters and they're, like, basically doing, like, special teams and, like, only playing when someone's hurt, it would be an issue and you just get rid of.
And Duggar has started to find his way into snaps because of injuries and guys getting surprise cut
sure
and things like this.
Yeah.
Too many snaps against New Orleans last week. But what did he play in the Buffalo game? He hardly played.
Fair.
So he could be a problem. It sounds like, you know, guys like that have largely been bought in on this team and the ones that weren't are gone. Like, I bet Peppers wasn't buying in, which is part of the reason why they said, all right, then you're gone. And you had this point right away, Keith. Why is
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Duggar here. Why is Peppers gone? Some of it's the contract, I'm sure. But some of it is probably also the buy-in and getting rid of guys who might not buy in. Old captains who might be loyal to Belichick's way of doing it, or even Mayo to a degree. Guys like Peppers who weren't going to buy in. I think that's part of the reason he's been able to do it. And we talked about it at the time. Why is he moving on from all these coaches? Why is it a regime change? Or captains, rather. Why is it a regime change? Well, I think you're starting to see. They got out guys who could be a problem to let new leadership come in. And sometimes you have to do that. You got to get Rafael Devers out of there to let Bregman come in and lead, to go back to that analogy.
Yeah.
You had to subtract some of those other leaders, old captains, to let the new guys come in and lead and be bought in on Vrabel. I think you are seeing that.
Yeah, because they pretty much like gutted it. And we were wondering, and for most of those guys, we were like, all right, like that's fine. Like Jacoby Brissett and Dietrich Wise and something like, okay. Like David Andrews, you and I are both like, do you really have to move on from David Andrews? Now he's not playing anyway, so maybe they kind of knew that was going on, but they wanted a little bit more of like a clean start with all these new guys. It was no surprise that there are, you know, guys that worked with McDaniels, guys that worked with Terrell Williams, there's guys that worked with Vrabel, and they all had sort of a say in some of those guys to come in. And that happens everywhere, right? When there's a new coach, like how many players that he has had do they try to bring in? I mean, sometimes too much so. Remember Matt Patricia with the Lions brought in like every former Patriot he could find?
Seriously.
That doesn't always work.
Or like Patino when he was here with the Celtics.
Yeah, brought
in every guy. Yeah, like, all right,
I know you know him, but let's try to find some good ones. Right. And I think Vrabel, he's brought in some guys that can obviously play.
He has. Greatest coach ever, never played a down in the NFL, says the text line.
What, Andy Reid? Yeah, no, I never played. No, it's probably still Belichick, but either way.
Most accomplished coach.
But I understand that.
How much buy-in did Bill have in 2000?
Oh, 2000?
How much buy-in did Bill have in Cleveland?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. That kind of changed when he got Brady. I hate to break it to you.
No, I'm just pointing out, it's not that you can't be successful if you haven't played. I mean, Andy Reid is killing it. John Harbaugh is a good coach, but I think there is just something ingrained. NBA players have talked about it. Like, they just look at the coach that has played, and they're like, oh, that helps.
It's easy. You might win over people's respect by performing at a high level, coaching at a high level, good scheme. I mean, you might. But an easy way to win them over quickly is, to be a guy who's been there, done that. Now, you can also lose them if you've been that. We just referenced Mayo easily. Mike Singletary and guys like that. There's a million examples of it. Buying that's an easy way to get immediate buy-in. And Vrabel has the benefit of also doing it as a coach previously. Mm-hmm. He's been to an AFC title game. He's been to the playoffs. He's had winning seasons. So he has the ability to do both. Did you make anything of this comment from Vrabel? I didn't have Nick pull it, but he was asked about the trade deadline. And the question was, well, you guys have a winning record. You're currently in first place. Do you approach the trade deadline any differently? He said, quote, I don't know if it has a bearing on it. We'll continue to try to strengthen the roster each and every day. Sometimes those are small moves, maybe bigger ones, but I don't think right now those conversations are centered around what our record is currently. Like, I get the answer. It's mostly a non-answer. I don't believe that, though. Like, I don't believe that they won't be more aggressive at the trade deadline this year. Because they're good. I think because they're good, they're going to be more bought in on upgrading a position like running back where, I don't know, a year ago when you're going nowhere, it's like, whatever, what are we adding a running back for? I think there is going to be more urgency because they're good, or at least I think there should be.
Yeah, I definitely think it should be. Like in every sport, I mean, right? You have buyers, you have sellers. We'd always complain about the Red Sox when they were caught in between and they didn't know which direction to go in. So, yeah, I think the record will have a huge say because – if you're 8-2 or whatever, however many games there are, by the time the thing rolls around and you're still not getting production from running back, there's more incentive to make a move for a running back than there wouldn't. Like if you were 4-4, do you really want to give up your first round pick? Because now all of a sudden that first round pick might be in the top 15. So I'm hanging on to it. If it's trending towards the way where you're like, all right, it's the bottom of the first round. I mean, like, let's go really, you know, high floor. Yeah. Yeah, I think you're more likely to trade it, and there's more of a need to try to capitalize on the season.
Well, that's a good point, too. Just with the first-round pick or a draft pick in general.
Or even second-round pick, whatever.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because you just brought up a first-round pick, a texter has sent this over and over and over again. I think this shows good restraint on our end, Keith. We didn't read this text.
We are pretty good, yeah.
Jones and Keith, best show on WEEI. That's a texter saying that. I just want to get to his other point.
Yeah.
Would you give up a first-round pick for A.J. Brown? And is it worth buying in now?
Oof, maybe not a first rounder. You might not have to at this point.
I think my answer is no to that. Yeah. It would have absolutely been a yes as recently as a couple of weeks ago.
I would do a second round pick.
And look,
was he just a first round pick a few years ago?
Yeah, I think so.
First round pick.
Maybe there was another mid round pick in there, but I think the bulk of it was a first rounder off the top of my head. What was that?
No, it was just a separate text I laughed at.
Oh.
They were like, because we were saying, like, they're just a little bit easier to earn someone's respect when you are a player than for like a coach. And somebody, I don't know if they're trying to mousetrap us. Is Phil Jackson a great coach? What's your point? Phil Jackson played for like many years in the NBA.
Yeah.
He's like a longtime NBA player.
Yeah.
So are they trying to say that he wasn't?
Phil Jackson was played. I think he's a little overrated as a coach, but he's a great coach.
But
and
he played.
Yeah.
What's the point?
He definitely played.
Yeah, anyway, sorry, I read that.
No, that's fine. So I don't think Brown's available, by the way. Well, I take that back.
Well,
I don't think the Patriots are going to get him because there's a lot you have to do with A.J. Brown. But I wouldn't give up the first-round pick for him now, and that is a change. Based on how it's going and his attitude and just how he's played. Like, I wonder, I don't think he's lost a step. I think they're misusing him, and he's upset and frustrated at the situation. But I'm at least a little worried if he's the same player and worth the first-round pick.
And so that more on how good you think A.J. Brown still is, how good you think Kayshon Boutte might be.
It's a little bit about how good Diggs has been. It's a little bit
Diggs,
about, I think the need for that style. Yep. They still need one. I'll still take another one, but the need is less than I thought. The wide receiver need is the wide receiver need is not as urgent as I thought.
It's crazy.
But what'd you give up for Breece Hall? That's a name that keeps coming.
Oh,
not a first.
No. I don't even think a second, because isn't he going into his contract year? He's like a rental.
I bet he's like a day three guy.
Yeah, lower. Yeah.
You're saying third rounder. I bet he's like a day three guy.
Sure.
I bet a fourth rounder gets it done for Breece Hall right now.
Yeah, I'd do that.
So that'd be great. You know, Olave's name is out there. Kamara's name is out there. We've talked about a lot of these. Jacoby Myers is apparently getting ready to get traded.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he'd cost. But those are some of the names out there. I know what Vrabel's saying. We're always looking to upgrade our team. We're always looking to get better. So I get that. There should be more urgency because they're good at the trade deadline. And that should be the approach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.